This podcast interlude is brought to you by Southman Productions, featuring
your favorite widow, Rebecca Johnson.
Produced by
Southman Norman.
Let's talk about death, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about death. Let's talk about death. Let's talk about death. Let's talk about death. Death.
Hey, Fred, how did you like that intro? And in case you didn't recognize, that was me singing, and I have absolutely no singing talent whatsoever. But when your best friend's husband is a music producer and you say you want to play around in the studio and make a parody, well, he makes it happen. I used to tell Tyrone all the time that I wanted my own theme music, like in the movies. So like in the movie Shaft, he's just walking down the street and the theme music is playing in the background. And all of a sudden they pan over and there's a group of women following him around singing. And they're like, Shaft! I mean, who would have ever thought that my theme music would be about death? So if anybody has been wanting their own theme music or they're just looking for some beats, I will have all of Tyrone's contact information for Southman Productions in the show notes. So hit them up if you're needing some music. I'm not sure if I've ever mentioned this before on a podcast, but I'm pretty sure that I haven't because it's sort of an inside joke. But I refer to Tyrone as my sister husband. And after Tom died, Tyrone would check in on me often. And he still does today. But this really meant a lot to me because not only was he there for his wife, my best friend Angie, every single day while she was grieving the loss of her son Brennan, he was also checking in on me too, knowing that I was grieving my husband. And I'm not sure why I never really thought about this until now, but I am sure that me and Angie together at some times was probably pretty depressing. And I'm not even really sure how he even put up with both of us together at times. And now we are even worse because sometimes we have the most insane and morbid conversations about death, and I'm sure that he thinks we're crazy half the time. But really, I do appreciate that Tyrone has always been there for me. He always invites me as their third wheel, and he does help me with the occasional manly man thing that I might not be able to do around the house myself. And every time I see Tyrone, he's always like, hey, Becky, what you been up to? I like to tell myself that no one else gets that kind of excitement when they walk in the door. And if you do know Tyrone and you do get that same greeting, do not tell me. Please just let me live in my little bubble of admiration. So this definitely wasn't where I was going with this little podcast interlude. I had just completely forgot to tell everyone that I would be taking a little break between season 2 and season 3. I'm also going to be flying back to Arizona in July. And I know, it is hotter than hell in Arizona in July, but that is when I do usually take my annual trip. This time, I'm going to be doing some camping with my friend Shannon in Lake Pleasant. And then I will be in Sedona for a week or two with my friend Nicole and her family. So I wanted to give you an idea of what to expect in season 3. I'm going to be getting on my soapbox just a little bit, and I'm going to talk about some of the things that bother me the most about being a widow. I'm going to talk about some stereotypes, some facts, some myths, and maybe even a few things that widows want to say, but they don't. So, I want to hear from you. I want all of my widows to please send me a DM on Instagram or Facebook. I want to know one thing that you wish someone would have told you when you became a widow. And I want to know what you think the biggest misconception or stereotype people have about widows. I have already been getting so much feedback, and so far, no one has said the exact same thing. And that's because we're all different. All widows are different, our experiences are different, and our beliefs are different. And I tell you what, I would love it if you would send a voice message. And that way I can highlight you on the podcast episode where I discuss it. But if not, that's okay too. And if you're not a widow and you're just living with grief and trying to move forward like the rest of us, I want to hear from you too. Just change the same questions from widows to about grief. Tell me, what is the one thing that you wish someone would have told you about grief? And what is the biggest misconception or stereotype that you think people have about grieving? And I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you so much for listening to the podcast. And thank you for all the reviews and the messages. This really just makes me happy that you're getting something out of my rambling and stories. I've also been highlighting reviews on social media. So if you're following me on Facebook and Instagram and you see your review, please let me know who you are. I would love to put a face and a name with the full user ID that you have. And I really love it when you guys send me messages. I do reply just as soon as I can. So know that sometimes the messages go in the spam box and I forget to check there sometimes. But I've been trying to do that more recently and I've been replying to everybody who does. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button for the podcast and be sure that you're sharing with other widows or friends or family who may be grieving. This really helps people find me. It also took me a minute to figure this out. I'm sure you guys already knew how to do this, but there's notifications that you can turn on to be reminded when the next podcast episode is available. I'm just letting you know that because I am skipping a week or two to rest and recharge between season 2 and season 3. And I just don't want you to miss it when I come back. Plus, if you're listening to this episode for the first time, now you have time to go all the way back to season 1 and catch up because season 3 is going to be pretty good. And I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm rambling here, but I just can't seem to say thank you enough. And I really appreciate and love you all. And thank you so much for making me feel like I'm not alone. Because after all, love is not dead, just my husband.